TransCanada Net. We still got another half hour. Anybody anywhere for the TransCanada Net for this Sunday, December 28th, please join us now.
Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa.
Emil, apparently you're representing the rest of everybody here. One Echo Papa, Emil, in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Thanks for joining the net. And Emil, what do you got planned for the new year?
Well, I'm hoping in the spring we'll be able to put up my first high-altitude balloon, ordering some equipment there now that some of it came in through donations. And we have to do it in the valley, though. We can't do it here in the city because we're too close to the international airport. But, yeah, high-altitude balloon for the spring. And I've already got my meteorologist on standby, so for the current. And not sure how high we're going to go, but it will have a cross-band repeat radio. More information on my QRZ, I guess. And we'll probably continue to journal the peak of balloons that are circling the globe. Been doing it for 2 years now and been learning quite a bit. Back to net control, one Echo Papa Portable.
Okay, real good, Emil, and appreciate that. And yeah, you've got a great website there, great resource for those interested in the amateur radio balloons. So that's awesome. How's your snow situation out there right now, Emil? Go ahead.
Well, we're fortunate, I guess. We got maybe 2 inches of snow on the ground. I believe it's minus eight, and but we do have a nice storm brewing in there the next 2 days. So we'll probably have to batten down the hatches and make sure our generators are ready to roll. Over.
Yeah, no kidding. And I know that can change pretty quickly out in your neck of the woods there. So good luck with everything. And 73, and hope the freezing rain doesn't come to fruition, just looking at the weather out there. Yeah, a little warmer, but no fun getting freezing rain. Not great for wire antennas or any antennas for that matter. So 73, Emil, thanks for joining the net, and I'll open it up. Anybody, anywhere, joining the TransCanada net today, please join us now.
Victor Alpha 7, November, Romeo Charlie, VA 7 NRC.
Victor Oscar 1, Uniform Kilo Zulu. Victor Oscar 1, Uniform Kilo Zulu. Daryl down here on the rock with an IO 73.
All right. Thanks, Daryl. Okay, great to hear from you. VO 1, Uniform Kilo Zulu. Great to hear from you from Newfoundland. And Brendan, Victor Alpha 7, November, Romeo Charlie, thanks for joining the net from Vancouver. And what have you got planned ham radio-wise for 2026? Go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm going to be getting an amp and for that for HF, and, you know, that'll be fun. Probably new antennas going up that I can that I have planned, so we'll have that to play around with, I guess, and a little bit, a few more dB on the signal. So, anyways, we'll see how that works out. But thanks for the check-in, TransCanada Net, Victor Alpha 7, November, Romeo Charlie, from West Vancouver, BC.
Hey, thanks, Brendan. That's fantastic. Yep, good to add a few decibels to the signal. And they got a very nice-looking station there. Just checking out that page here. And, nice modern station there. And, it looks great. Great view there from, I think it's West Vancouver. Really nice-looking website that you got there. 73, Brendan, and thanks for joining the net. And hopefully we'll hear you again here. We're here every week. At 1 p.m. Eastern till 2:30 Eastern time. So we've still got about 25 minutes left. Anybody anywhere, check into the TransCanada Net, please join us now.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo.
Three Mike Hotel. Zulu London 3 Mike Hotel in Christchurch, New Zealand. Over.
All right, I got a couple of check-ins there. I got Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo. Merlin, you got really, really nice, strong audio there. Not overdriven at all either, and really punchy. And I also got Zulu Lima 3, Mike Hotel, Murray in Christchurch, New Zealand. That's fantastic to hear from the Southern Hemisphere, but I will go first to Vancouver. Merlin, Victor Echo 7, Oscar Radio, welcome to the net, TransCanada Net today. And what have you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Yeah, fine business. Thank you. I'll back off the mic a bit. She can be hot, especially on the network. Good morning to everyone. First time, I think, on your TransCanada Net going through VE7ROX. His repeater in Burnaby. I'm located in the heart of Vancouver, and it's approximately 38 degrees out, looking at a whole mountain view of a lot of snow on the upper part, maybe about 3,500 feet above sea level. But boy, there's a lot of snow up there, and it's certainly getting colder in the city. I don't have much to add except wishing you and everyone that's listening the very best and the prosper of the new year of 2026, and thanks for picking us up from Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo.
Hey, thanks, Merlin. That's great. And just scanning your QRZ page here, and I see you're a member of the Coquitlam Club there, and I worked you guys a few times, mostly Ian, though. I think he was behind the mic in all three or four of my contacts in the RAC contest there. Are you? Do you get out to the club station and work the contests? Go ahead.
No, I don't. I'm a member. I should renew. I better get that done. But, yeah, the clubhouse station, you know, for any new amateur operator that really wants to see a beautiful antenna field and what real radio looks like, there's the place, the clubhouse. However, a quick visit to their museum is absolutely fantastic. You want to go down memory lane. Want to know the differences of old radios and tubes and you name it, there's the place to be. Thanks for having us on board, and fine business on Ian. Ian is a wonderful human being. The whole club's beautiful. Good bunch of guys at the Coquitlam Amateur Radio Society. And if you want to check out on at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time every Wednesday, look up the Coquitlam Amateur Radio Club on YouTube, and you can watch them live. So there you go. Have a good one, 7-3.
Ah, very good. And I believe that's the BC Public Service Net. Caught that on YouTube. And yeah, Ian's a good guy. Worked with him professionally. I just retired from my position working in IT and networking. So knew Ian professionally from that side, and yeah, work him on the air a few times, so great asset. I was not aware that that the club had a museum. Man, I wouldn't mind making a trip out there, just check it out. I've seen this, the videos of the station, yeah, as you mentioned, it's a really, really nice, nicely put together station. Sounds like you've got a great community there. So 73, appreciate it, Merlin, and thanks for checking into the net. And my apologies, Murray, I kind of stretched this contact out down to Christchurch, New Zealand, Zulu Lima 3, Mike Hotel. Thanks for joining the net, Murray, and what have you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Nothing that much, just fixing the old computer. It's at summer, and at the moment, it's about 7. I had to look on the old thermometer, because it's got C, we're in C, but it's about 70. If Christmas Day, this will be unbelievable, it's about 84, 83, it was over 30. So it's quite warm here, and it's that was the hottest Christmas day in years. At the moment, it's 8:09 on Monday morning. 8:09 on Monday morning, so we're on the other side of the dateline. Anyway, like winters. We don't have snow very often, about once in 20 years. Anyway, that's my whack. ZL3 Mike Hotel from Christchurch, over.
Oh, thank you so much, Murray, and I appreciate you checking in, and lucky you. I don't complain too much about snow anymore because it's, well, it's kind of futile. It just is just a way of life here, I guess, as beautiful tropical weather is in the South Island of New Zealand. 73, my friend, and actually before you run, you mentioned you're fixing an old computer. What are you fixing up there? Go ahead.
I don't even know what it is. The power supply, I think it's an AT power supply. We had a voltage surge. We're 230 volts here, 230, 240, and a fuse blew out on the towers on the road. And the phase that, because we're three phase here, the phase that the computer was on, it ended up with about 90 volts power supply. So I'm on the hunt for that. Anyway, I've always got a spare one, mate. So these are the old, Gibby computers. I run Win 7 Pro. I've got a copy of that. So does everything I want to do on ham radio. Of course, I've got another one for the business. It's the latest one. But anyway, so run old junk. And it's run for years. So anyway, that's lying in the corner here. I collect them up. I have one for the 7300 and one for the 9700. Separate computers. Okay. We'll see you about, have fun, and just standing outside using a little bow fan. We've got 20 or so acres here, and that's what I love about this standard old bow fan. Get right around the whole place, hundreds of metres, just a little Chinese magnetic whip on the fridge. Okay, hooray.
Thanks, Murray. Very much appreciate you checking in to the TransCanada Net today, and to see on your QRZ page you're running an FT101ZD, and that was my very, very first radio, and absolutely love that radio, and fantastic receiver, and just lots of fun to operate. Okay, thanks again, Murray, for checking in, and enjoy your day, your Monday morning. And please check in again. We're here every week. All right, we got about another 18 minutes left. Let's see if we can fill the time for the check-ins for the TransCanada Net today. Please join us now.
Victor Echo 9, Echo Foxtrot Juliet, Mobile BE4.
That was Victor Echo 3, Romeo Whiskey Juliet.
I got two check-ins there. I got a Victor Echo 9, Echo Foxtrot Juliet. I think you said you're a portable Victor Echo 4. And Chris, Victor Echo 3, Romeo Whiskey Juliet. Thanks for joining the net. Brad, I'll start with you. BE9, Echo Foxtrot Juliet / Victor Echo 4. Thanks for joining the TransCanada Net. And what do you have what do you have planned ham radio-wise for 2026?
Thanks for calling in. Well, I'm portable in Winnipeg right now, out of New Brunswick, on my way to Nunavut. I've been there and have been now for the past 3 years. As for plans for radio in 2026, I want to get my FT891 into Nunavut from where I work. I will send it back to net control, VE9EF.
Okay, just curious, are you, where are you going in Nunavut? Are you going to alert?
I work in a place called Arviat, although most people would pronounce it Arviat, so 300 kilometers north of Manitoba. I've been in other places as well. I've been at Hall Beach, the New Line site, which is now the Northern Warner. Back to net control.
Okay, very good. And yeah, I said, so looking at your QRZ page, I think I see that your background is there for sure. And fantastic. Thanks for joining us again, Brad. And good luck with your travels northward. And thanks for checking in to the net from Winnipeg. Safe travels. Chris, down the list to you, Victor Echo 3, Romeo Whiskey Juliet. Chris, what have you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for doing the net, first of all. You're sounding great. I don't have any specific plans. I could always do more CW. I think I say that every year. I need to do more CW. So just that general sort of resolution. That's it, really. Just wanted to check in, wish everyone a happy new year. And especially Daryl, VO1U.